A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon. A quick pull back through the vast galaxy to reveal a constellation. It is a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through white clouds. They dissipate to reveal massive block letters. They read, Lionsgate. White lowercase letters DDI on a lime green background. Two white swooping lines intersect. Below, a rising flash ignites a blue luminescent sea. Above, a blue meteorite shower, a brilliant big red letter M appears center, next to it a red star. Underneath it, Chinese characters. The sun rises over the horizon. Against its backdrop, three Chinese government figures stand together in a logo. English letters read, China Film. Scroll across a green, yellow and red LED equalizer flashing to the rhythm of the music. Close up on a red and white logo, 120 decibel films. A white light beam penetrates the darkness. Big letters read, Ingenious. A satellite hovers over the Earth seen from space. Voiceover begins.
Wow! Look at this big, beautiful blue marble of a planet. Filled with billions of super smart humans. So smart, they invented satellites. They also invented pizza, cutting, scissors, places where you can go to the bathroom inside. For all of their brilliance, most of them don't know the one simple thing that every dog on Earth knows. The secret to being happy.
Zoom to ground.
Whoa! It's like sticking my head out the window.
Zoom on house.
All you need to know is that this story is about Ollie and his family and how they learned to think more like me. They're impossibly handsome, clever, uncomplicated, happy dog.
Freeze on dog.
Look at my super smart human. Right now, he's saving the world with his friend who lives in China. Does it get any cooler than that?
You want a piece of me?
Boy accidentally hits friend.
Wow, it feels so real.
Flashes into VR and back.
Joe! Where are you?
I'm on my way!
Me! Not now, honey! Joe, there's too many of them!
I'm almost there!
Ollie! Ready for school!
Dog pushes boy over onto bed. An avatar spawns in the game.
Wasn't that awesome?
Thanks! That's the most fun I've ever had losing!
Ollie, get ready for school! You can conquer the world later!
Is there an echo in here?
So, I gotta go.
Me too.
Two warrior avatars high five. Back in reality, Xia flies a drone from atop the Great Wall of China. The drone camera shows a bird's eye view. The wall grows smaller and smaller. Xia smiles. Ollie takes off his VR goggles to see our narrating dog staring at him.
So, my name's Henry.
Hey, buddy.
And that's Oliver, my person. And this is our morning routine.
Mommy, scratch your belly.
Yeah. Oh, I love the belly rubs. And Ollie loves to give them. Something else you should know about Oliver is he's incredibly inventive. This is one of his more useful inventions.
He paws a foot pedal and...
Pretty cool, huh?
Water pours.
He's pretty smart. Not like border collie smart, but smart. The food dispenser, however, is still in research and development.
An empty food bowl. A tall bearded man makes a green smoothie, sips it and winces.
That handsome man is Lucas, Ollie's dad. He's about to drink liquid death because he thinks it'll make him smarter, taller, thinner, younger, or, I don't know, blonder. You can't improve on perfection, Lucas. Take it from someone who knows. I love human insecurities.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Fall asleep on the couch again?
Yeah, I was just reading. Hey, you want some gringo? Feed your brain, feed your life.
No, I'm good.
Oh, Ellen, feed your brain, feed your life. Come on.
No, I'm good.
But it's so good.
Don't think he understands what good means.
Oh, hey, we've got the roofer coming at 6 o'clock tonight, so we gotta.
Oh, remember, I already told you I can't do that.
You did?
Yeah.
That's Ellen, Ollie's mom. I kind of think of her as my mom, too, because she's the one that picked me. I love her.
Yeah, and booked at the salon. I've got cracked heels and chipped nails out the wazoo.
What's a wazoo?
It's your keister.
You know, like junk in the trunk. A badonkadonk.
It's your booty.
That thing you drag on the carpet when it itches.
So what are we going to do about the roof?
I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll have to reschedule.
Do you need me to do it?
Oh, okay, what's that supposed to mean?
Ding! Pop quiz! What species never has arguments like this?
You know what?
Exactly.
I'll handle it. All good.
So we're good on the roof?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Can I go to Lee's after the science fair?
Oh my god, the science fair, Ollie.
Science fair's today.
It's cool, guys. You're dealing with the roof or whatever.
Ollie, are you 100% sure that if we don't come to the science fair, you're gonna be okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, to Lee's. Okay, let's go.
Bye, Dad.
All right. Good luck at the fair.
Thanks. Bye, Henry.
And Ollie and Ellen exit. Cue opening the fridge for what he's actually gonna eat. But first, as always, he's gonna try to convince me that he hasn't already decided.
Pizza slice in one hand.
Yummy life.
Smoothie in the other.
Long life.
You and I both know it's the pizza.
Yummy, long, yummy.
Wow, didn't see that one coming. Liquid death, or the best triangle-shaped food on the planet. And that includes pie.
School bus arrives at a big modern school building.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father, refuse thy name. Or if not, thy will not.
A friend leans in.
My love.
Staring like a psychopath is not a substitute for asking her to the dance.
A little girl is seated in front of them.
Thou art.
Ollie, you need to grow a pair and ask her out.
Were he not called Romeo?
Never mind, you're not ready. Sophie needs a man, preferably a Chinese-American man.
No, really? Oliver!
Ollie's cue to stage.
What soft, what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Sophie is the brilliant sun.
As enchanting as Sophie is, she's sitting over there. By the way, the character's name is Juliet, as in Romeo and...
Sophie looks down. Ollie stares at her.
Stop staring!
Lee was more convincing playing Juliet than you were playing Romeo.
Aw. Thank you.
I was being facetious.
Hey, a compliment's a compliment.
A school science fair is in progress. Miniature wind turbines spin. Thick wire cables feed power to machines. Students walk among tables with science projects displayed. In front of a sign that says, "Hearing your thoughts," a bigger redhead kid bumps Ollie from behind.
Your experiments about reading someone's brainwaves?
Not exactly. It's about amplifying the electrical disturbances in...
There's something disturbing for you. I'm going to crush you like Edison did Tesla.
The bully saunters away. Lee comes up to Ollie.
He got to you, didn't he?
Totally. Such thing, nerds at a nerd school.
Welcome to the Middle School of Science and Technology's 15th annual Great Mind Symposium. And this year, we are honored to have our benefactor, the technological pioneering genius, your hero and mine, Mr. Ram Mills.
A bearded Indian man turns around, extends open arms, and greets the students.
Yes, Mr. Mills! Hey, Mr. Mills!
Okay. As I look out at the bright, beautiful faces filled with hopes and dreams, reminds me of myself as a young man. Except the faces were a little darker and hope was non-existent.
Smiles fade from faces.
Now, if you want to make a positive impact on this world, you're going to have to string together some thoughts. You're going to have to lift your head up from your phones and listen and learn from each other. You are the eyes of the future. You are the minds of the future. But most of all, you are the beating heart of the future. And I want to listen and learn from you. So let's see some science.
Ollie beams.
Our first student, Will Younger, has an experiment concerning electromagnetic energy.
Will wears a helmet with a flat circle on top. He smiles shyly.
Hi. An electromagnet is like a regular magnet, except with a lot more power. But it will have no magnetic pull once the electricity is turned off.
You're a turn off.
When the electromagnet on my helmet is charged by the transformer, it will create enough magnetic energy to lift me off the ground to the metal bar above me.
An adult assistant sets the magnet power to 268.
Assistant, please engage.
She nods and throws the switch. Will starts choking. He grasps at his helmet buckle.
Mom! Mom!
Don't worry, honey. Mommy knows what to do.
Oh, not good.
No.
The assistant, his mother, sets the magnet to maximum capacity. Will flies to the ceiling. The school principal tries to pull Will down by the cable.
On your mark, get set, go!
Like each of you, I once took soccer as an elective, and I loved it.
A track field.
Before I knew it, I got drafted by Miami. This is a soccer ball, gentlemen. You're going to kick the ball into that net, okay? Pre-visualization is the key. If you can see it, you can be it.
Students on a soccer pitch stare at Ollie's dad.
Okay, great. All right. Yes, Rodney.
So, can we use our hands or not?
You can't touch the soccer ball.
But you're holding
I'm holding it because I'm demonstrating. You have to kick the ball. You're going to kick this ball into that net. Right? Right. Okay, good. Let's go. Let's get out there. No hands. Come on, guys.
Coach Reed.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Hunter Williams, Springfield University. More importantly, big fan from your Miami days.
Oh, thank you.
You got a minute?
A football hits Ollie's dad on the head.
Sorry, Coach.
Yeah, I do.
Home.
I wonder what Ollie's up to. Think about that a lot. What does Ollie do all day long when I'm not around? Must be boring.
School.
Our next student won last year's science fair by designing his own GPS-based dog collar. Oliver Reed.
This is the one I was telling you about.
Great.
Hello, sir. I practiced this presentation staring at a poster of you, so if you could just be perfectly still and flat.
Mr. Mills bolt stiff, goofing along.
In 1893, Alexander Graham Bell said that thoughts are formed by creating electrical currents or disturbances in the brain. So it stands to reason that if we could amplify those electrical disturbances, we should be able to hear another person's thoughts.
You're right. This kid is special.
Wants to volunteer to have their thoughts, or one thought, read.
I'll do it.
Just stay still. With today's technology, reading one thought, just one word, is achievable. Freedom, please think of a color.
Which one?
Well, if I told you, then I'd know.
Oh, right, thank you.
Brayden closes his eyes and scrunches his face.
Brayden, just focus on the color. The rest of your mind needs to be blank.
Ollie presses his headphones to his ears, shuts his eyes. Mr. Mills leans forward, focused on him. The headband transmitter on Brayden's head glows red.
Blue. Blue!
Mr. Mills gapes at Ollie and stands up.
It was blue, wasn't it?
Brayden sees the redhead shake his head.
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
I was actually thinking green.
Blue and green are two different colors, bro.
Sophie looks pensive.
I think Oliver deserves a round of applause for a great effort.
No, it's not a great effort. It works. This is not an effort. It works. I can prove it.
It does work! It's not funny. I know it works. I tested it. It was blue.
Mr. Mills has an engrossed look. Later.
Wow. Springfield University.
This is big for you.
This is a real college coaching job.
That's what you always wanted.
No. Well, you need an answer by Saturday, so.
By this Saturday? Lucas, that's fast.
It's only 3 hours away, so, you know, I can...
I know. Where would that leave us?
I don't know. And where are we now? Things aren't better. You know that.
You want the job, just take the job.
Hey, this is a decision we both have to make.
Hi, baby.
Hey. So how was the science fair?
It's fine.
Are you hungry?
No.
Are you okay, Ollie?
Yep. Night.
Well, he's probably just tired.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
Ollie's dad looks at his wife walking away. Later, in his room, Ollie looks at Mr. Mills' poster.
I can't believe I blew it in front of Mr. Mills.
Henry licks Ollie's face, and then a video chat chimes open.
I love you too, Henry.
Hey, how did the experiment go?
It didn't go. Nothing happened.
My calculations were right. I knew it.
You knew what?
Your home computer cluster doesn't have the capabilities to process the brain's electrical charges. In order to read minds, we need a massive processor.
Does Amazon have it? Be here in 2 days.
For sure. Or I could simply hack into... Xindian 6.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that killer?
Wait, what?
Isn't that killer?
You access the world's most powerful communication satellite.
Isn't that...
No! There's nothing killer about it! By access, you mean?
Tap right into that bad boy.
Do you have any idea how much trouble we could be in?
Hey, if you land in juvie the very first day there, you beat up the biggest guy in the joint. Do that, the next 5 years will be a walk in the park.
Oliver,
you need to grow up here.
Why does everyone keep telling me that?
Why does everyone keep telling me that?
Are you ready for epic?
Yeah, but... Who's gonna wear the transmitter?
Henry is wearing the transmitter. Ollie connects the machine to his laptop. Ollie puts on his headphones.
Okay, Joe. I'm all set up.
Still would be better if we had a human.
Henry's human enough for me.
Okay, fine.
Maybe Henry's limited brain will work.
Connecting you to Indium 6.
Limited brain? Typical two-legged reaction when faced with a superior intellect such as mine.
Almost there.
Hurry in 3, 2, 1.
A satellite in space arcs electricity.
Oliver! Oliver!
An arc flies from Ollie to Henry. Ollie's headphones arc. Street lights flicker and arc too.
Ollie? I can taste my own tongue. Should that be a thing?
Oliver!
Ollie and Henry's heads begin to be drawn toward each other.
Is it hot? Because I think my hair is on fire.
Street lights glow blinding bright. An electrical pulse throws Ollie and Henry to opposite ends of the room. Street lights explode. The space satellite lights up and flickers arcs along its skin and antenna. Xiao types on his phone, access connection. Xiao looks up from his phone. Ollie's street goes dark. In the morning, utility workers fix the streetlights from a telescopic boom lift. Ollie's dad chugs a glass of green juice, retches and chases it with a bite of pizza.
Must have been a power outage last night.
I think Ollie's still sleeping, so I'm gonna write him a little note.
Okay.
Are you enjoying your pizza?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about last night? About the coaching job?
Not really.
We should talk before Saturday, though.
Yeah, we will, I promise.
In Ollie's room, a scorched machine stands on a desk. Ollie and the dog are asleep on each other's beds.
Best night's sleep ever. Memory foam is no joke. I will not soon forget. Wait. Why is Ollie sleeping on my shame pillow in the corner like an animal? Did we Freaky Friday last night? Am I a person? I am not learning algebra, and I am not wearing pants. Nope, still got four paws and a hypoallergenic coat.
Well, another amazing day. Wake up happy, stay happy, go to sleep happy.
Ollie gets up and sees the remains of his machine. He examines the wiring and swipes his finger on the sooted desktop.
It worked.
I wish this door did.
What's amazing? Last night, completely dejected. This morning, near psychotic with glee. Teenagers, am I right? I better go check on him, though.
Henry, I can hear what you're thinking.
You can't be hearing what I'm thinking.
Yes, I can, Henry.
Okay, what's 2 + 2?
4.
What's frozen water called?
Ice.
Why would a person own a cat?
They're adorable.
Wrong. They're evil. But you can hear what I'm thinking.
I know. It's insane.
Whoa. You know what, Ollie? You're gonna get every prize that's ever been given! Maybe they'll give me a prize. Ollie, we're gonna get prizes! You taste like a genius.
Sunlight is so powerful. It renders full sentences in real time.
It's amazing! And itchy. Can you get this thing off my head?
Oh, of course.
Yesterday, incredible. Today, spectacular. Tomorrow, whoop!
Ollie takes off Henry's transmitter, then puts it back.
So are you down?
Down for what?
Haven't you been listening? I'm right in front of you and you choose to ignore me? Wait, hold the bone. Are we married?
Wait a second.
And now you're interrupting me. Yeah, that confirms it.
The satellite paired the signal from your transmitter directly to the positive charge in my brain.
I have no idea what that means, and I still gotta pee.
Okay, let's go.
She out gets a text.
Hey, it's worked! Hey, it's worked! Yeah! Yeah, the dog talks. One, two, more. Yeah.
In a nail salon.
How long has it been? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, girl. I know. I do not like it when my kids get in the way of my beautification process.
Ollie's mom works.
So, Jasmine, what do you want today?
I want to look like you. You should have seen your face. Now, why would I want to look like you? What does your man grab onto? There is no junk in the trunk.
Hey, I got a badonkadonk.
Is Lucas still asking about me?
Constantly.
How's he doing?
We're in like a little bit of a slump.
Okay, what's going on?
We used to ignite each other, and that's, it's faded a little. We're thinking about separating.
No, but you guys seem so great together, like solid. Did he cheat on you?
No.
You cheating on him?
No.
Well, then what happened?
Life.
Well, do you think he'd cheat with me?
Probably.
Global Cyber Protection Agency. A big bearded man enters.
Okay, people, listen up. Intel has just received a computer notification from Satellite Indium 6. This is a level 2 cyber attack.
If Indium 6 is compromised, we're looking at a collapse of the banking industry and loss of cell service nationwide.
Total chaos.
Sir?
I-6 has been breached.
This is now a level 1.
This is bad, right?
At an amusement park.
I can't believe this is happening.
Why? We go to the park all the time. Oh, you meant the hearing my thoughts thing. Sorry, my bad. But listen, you can't tell anybody.
Why not?
Because until now, this has only happened in the movies or the minds of the criminally insane. Dude, how did you not know what Wazoo means?
You've been able to understand me this entire time?
Of course.
So you're telling me that all dogs can understand all humans?
Duh. But you can't tell anybody. Now, don't embarrass me in the park.
What?
Look, if I drop a deuce, don't pick it up right away. If you sculpted a masterpiece and I immediately covered it with a plastic bag, how would you feel?
Sorry.
Oh, and dogs like fetch, but the fake out? Not cool.
I thought it was funny.
Funny how? Funny like I'm a clown, like I'm here to amuse you?
I pretend to throw, you run, stop, walk in circles.
Ha ha. You think that's funny? Take a look at Debbie. With every fake out, she erodes the bonds of trust between canines and humans. She's a monster.
Where'd the ball go?
Dogs hate that.
Sorry. I won't do it again.
Cool. Look at the four young blondes. Ted's fan club. And they say size doesn't matter.
Who's Ted?
Oh, just Mr. I got it going on, and I'll be the first to tell you about it.
What's so special about him?
Nothing. Unless you're into the tall, dark, and handsome thing. A perfect body with smoldering eyes, a Don Juan-esque mystique, and... Oh, yeah, he's an actor.
He's an actor?
Kid, such a good one, too. Does all his own stunts. Last year, he jumped a motorcycle onto a moving school bus. It was breathtaking. I hate him.
I'm surprised dogs can feel jealousy.
He jumps motorcycles. I'm surprised you're not jealous of him. Did I mention his owner is that redheaded kid, Nicholas, who's always picking on you at school? The one who lives in that big white house.
Okay, I got you. Check this. Hey, Ted, you want the ball? Go get it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it now. It is funny.
I didn't know dogs could laugh.
Of course we can laugh. It's people that can't see the subtle differences in our expressive faces. Check it. This is my laughing face. My serious face. My hungry face.
Oh, wow.
My, despite 10,000 years of domestication, I'm still a wild animal capable of unspeakable violence face.
It's like one face fits all.
Bonjour, Frenchie. You're looking très bien, mon chéri.
What did she say?
No clue. That was all the French I know. Hang on.
Sophie with...
She's here.
Her dog.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's what I've been telling you. She's...
Stunning.
Yes, and she...
Extraordinary in every way.
I know, and...
Takes your breath away.
I know.
Those big, beautiful eyes. That shiny, wet nose.
What?
That nose, hand-carved by God, floating effortlessly in a sea of apricot waves.
Are you talking about the poodle?
Who are you talking about?
The girl on our left. That's Sophie.
Wait, Sophie? The Sophie? The Sophie you want to ask to the dance, Sophie?
Yes. You know her dog?
Smelled everywhere she's ever been. Now, let's lose the leash and meet the girl.
Okay.
Even Ted's pee smells handsome. I hate him.
I'm nervous.
Just gotta face your fear.
Are you insane?
Excuse me?
Oh, no. You're sane. Totally sane.
Okay. Recognizing her sanity is... It's not wrong. It's pathetic. Now, check out how it's done, doggy style.
Hey, are you a parking ticket? Because you have fine written all over you.
Oh, okay.
Gentle.
You have somewhere to be.
It's very scary.
I get it.
What's his name? This is Henry.
Ask her to the dance.
No.
Oh, ask her if she works at Starbucks.
Stop it.
Because you like her a latte. No. She's serpentining his legs. His long, athletic legs. I want to puke.
Back at the agency.
We're receiving snippets of encoded transmissions. Stream it.
It's time to drop one. Seeking target.
target acquired.
Where are they planning to hit?
The White House.
Oh my God.
Dropping payload.
Ah, nothing like a good revenge poop.
Take that, Ted.
Hey, Ollie, they say revenge is best served cold, but I think soft and steaming is much better, don't you? What are you doing? No. Ted lives here. Please leave it. I want to see his face when he comes home. Oh, my revenge.
We've been able to trace the point of origin, the IP, and the physical coordinates of the hacker.
Munoz, Callan, pack your bags.
Pack our bags?
Shotgun.
At home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm looking it over right now. We're still talking it over with the family, and, well, I should have answers here.
Example 9058. Why being a dog is better than being a person. Dogs don't have to have a very serious phone conversation.
No, it's not about the money. It's about my son. Moving 3 hours away from him is kind of a big decision.
Wait, what?
Henry finds Ollie.
Hey, Ollie. Pause the virtual, come back to reality. Check this out. I think there's a chance we might be moving.
Hey, Al, did you see that brochure, that Springfield brochure that I was...
Are we moving?
We were gonna talk to you about that.
We're not going anywhere, okay? Daddy just got a job offer out of town. So, Dad, you're moving away?
Look, we haven't decided anything for sure.
For sure? What's to decide about? Are you guys splitting up?
Ollie, it's complicated.
Look, we're gonna go through everything with you.
No! Okay? I want to know now. Are you?
You know things haven't been perfect between your mom and I.
I thought you were working on it.
We were. We are. It's just sometimes...
I don't understand. I thought things got better.
They were. They are.
It doesn't sound like that.
Look, we got a few days to decide, okay? I just didn't want to scare you before we knew it was real.
It sounds pretty real to me. I thought we told each other everything. Why did that have to change?
Ollie!
Ollie's mom looks at her husband and walks away. He shakes his head. The words, "Bark here," scribbled above a microphone on the door. Henry jumps on Ollie's bed and lies down next to him. Ollie grabs the dog and holds him tight.
Ollie, can I come in? Ollie, let's talk for a minute. Come on.
Ollie, we're a team. I got your back.
Ollie turns away. His dad sits on the bed.
Look, I know this is scary and confusing. It is for me too, buddy.
Why didn't I know? Why didn't anyone tell me? It's not fair.
You're right, it's not fair. I should have told you. We should have told you. But we didn't because... We didn't want to tell you before we knew for sure exactly.
Before what? Before I woke up and my dad was gone? We're not a family anymore?
We're always going to be a family.
We won't.
Yes, we will. Everything is going to work out, okay? Even if I live in a different house, your mom and I love you more than anything on planet Earth. And that is never, ever going to change.
Ollie looks up at his dad, his eyes tearful.
Please, that you believe that, but... I'm not sure that I do.
Ollie turns away and lies back. His dad slowly lies next to him, face up.
Scoot over, would you? It's gonna be fine, kid.
Everything's gonna be okay.
A black SUV on the road, behind the wheel is Agent Munoz. She raises her right hand to her nape and massages it.
What's the matter with your neck?
I got a pinched nerve.
Agent Callan pinches her neck.
Oh my God! Callan, are you insane?
Are you in pain?
No, it's gone. How did you...
Well, my mother suffered from chronic back pain, broke my heart, so I flew to China and attended the Beijing University of Chinese Medicine.
You went to university in Beijing?
Well, I had to spend almost a year in Shanghai learning the language first.
You speak Chinese?
Zhongwen Shu Shui Guangfang Shu Yong.
Subtitle, the most widely used language in the world.
My mother's been pain-free for 25 years, by the way. Thanks for asking.
At night, lying on his bed, Ollie holds Henry close. He gazes at the stars through a skylight.
Henry, I'm scared.
Me too. Wait, what are we scared about?
Divorce.
Why is that bad?
Seriously?
Yeah. Dogs don't have divorce. I've heard the word before, but I don't get the concept.
It's the worst thing that can happen to a family. It's the end. It means nothing will ever be the same.
Wait, will they send me back to the store?
Henry, no matter where I am, that's where you'll be. Because best friends stick together.
Wait, what? I'm your best friend?
Yeah. You and I have been inseparable since I was 6. We're a team.
Ugh, we are best friends! Do you know how long I have waited to hear you say that? 42 years. Well, 42 in dog years. But it is true what the old dogs say. The second half is the better half. Oh, I'm just this high. Friendship, you, me, mano a mano. Ollie, we are gonna save this family.
How?
See this hypoallergenic tail? Really, Ollie? You choose to ruin a nice moment like this with a really bad allergy joke? At least you could have the decency to cover your mouth like this so you don't spread any germs. There's no such thing as a cold and flu season. Yeah.
Saving our family?
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. As I was saying, see this tail? Wag, don't lie. I'm always happy. You know why that is? And before you say it's because I'm charming and eloquent, thank you, by the way. That is so sweet. Stop. That's not it. I'm always happy because I can pee anywhere I want, which is awesome. I got a roof over my head, and I got a family that loves me. What else could I possibly need? Oh, remember when we lived in that tiny house and Dad had that beat-up RV?
Yeah.
We were happy because we had everything we needed. Each other. See, when humans grow up, they start to focus on the wrong things and forget about what matters. Ollie, what are the two most important things in life? Close, but wrong. Love and family. That's it. It's simple. Dogs are simple. We don't complicate things like humans do.
What are you saying?
Really? You're supposed to be the smart one. I'm saying we need to help Mom and Dad get back to that tiny house with the beat-up RV. Simple life, happy life. We need to teach Mom and Dad how to think like a dog.
Henry, it's perfect.
I know.
I love you, Henry.
I'm lovable.
This is gonna work. We gotta save our family.
Orange juice in a glass, breakfast served.
Hi, cutie. I made you your favorite breakfast. Eggs in a hole.
You made breakfast?
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking that maybe tonight after school we could go out.
Tonight? We never go out on a school night.
Maybe we should.
Why did you and Dad stop loving each other?
Mom's face falls.
Baby, we do love each other.
Then why are you splitting up?
It's hard to explain. Ollie, we are a family that loves each other. Nothing can break that bond. Ever.
Okay.
They hug.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't want to be late.
Okay.
Can you say this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Points at his plate.
Bye, baby.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Henry.
Bye, best friend.
Mom comes up to a window and watches Ollie leave for school. Her eyes fill up with tears. Henry paws a foot pedal activated tennis ball tossing game. He fetches the ball and brings it to his bed, then lies down.
Well, if you do decide to sell this house, you will be looking at multiples.
Sell this house? The roof over our head?
Well, do you think maybe we should spruce things up a little bit?
Woman with
no.
The parents.
I wouldn't worry about that, Ellen. Most people will just gut the interior.
Well, I'm sorry. Gut it? Like, just throw away all the work that we've done here?
Oh, yeah. People do it all the time. People like new stuff.
Well, I can see I'm going to have to nip this lady's dream of a commission in the bud.
So Oliver doesn't know.
No, it's a lot for him to handle.
It's a lot for all of us to handle, and she doesn't care.
A sharply dressed, tall, dark-haired woman stands in front of the school entrance. She sees Ollie and walks up to him.
Oliver?
Yes?
Hi, Oliver. I'm Bridget. I work with Mr. Mills.
They handshake.
Just like a grown-up.
Nice to meet you.
I hope you don't mind I pulled you out of class.
No, is Mr. Mills here?
Virtually. But he did want me to tell you how impressed he was with your experiment. In fact, he said that you reminded him of himself when he was your age.
Really? He did?
He did. He wanted me to give you this. Should be hitting the market in about 8 months.
Hologram. On a tile.
Hey, Oliver. Listen, I'm so sorry I couldn't be there to give this to you in person. But I'm about to give the keynote speech at the tech summit in China. So please accept our latest XM Quantum book with my compliments. And remember, great minds need great tools.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Oliver.
Hand signal shut.
That's the virtual part, remember?
Oh, right. Thank you.
You have an extraordinary mind, Oliver.
Thanks, but I can't take all the credit. My friend Zhao was crazy smart with computers.
Really? Tell me about him.
A Chinese delivery man rides up on a motor scooter to a terraced house. He picks up a package and carries it through the gate. Inside, seated on a futon, Xiao finds the same glass tile Ollie was handed with a sticky note, say open to turn on.
Okay.
Hologram appears before an amazed Xiao.
Hello, Zhao. Mr. Mills here.
Good to see you.
I've become quite impressed with the work you're doing with Oliver Reed, and I'd like to virtually invite you to be my personal guest at the Tech Summit in China. Please accept our latest XM Quantum book with my compliments.
Mr. Mills.
Subtitle, I don't know what to say.
You are my hero. You are my superhero.
Ciao.
Subtitle, this is the virtual part. Then hologram auto offs. Back in the U.S., Ollie looks at his family photo on a laptop and sighs.
Ollie, here, check this.
Thumb drive.
Wedding video.
Yep, that's right.
Where'd you get this?
Mom was digging through some boxes, and when she saw this, she started to cry.
Plugged in.
So I figured it was important.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to introduce for the first time, as husband and wife, Ellen and Lucas Reed.
His parents in wedding clothes appear on screen. They kiss.
Ugh, why do you guys kiss? It's gross.
Why do you guys sniff each other's butts? It's grosser.
Ollie, nom, 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 nom. Why do you let a butt-sniffing dog lick your face?
Top rat sucker!
Okay, all joking aside, I highly recommend the butt-sniffing thing. You'd be surprised at what one can learn about a person with one quick whiff. Huh. What song is this?
Mom says it's their song, whatever that means.
Pause. Hit pause. That's the look.
What look?
The love look. It's the look two people share when they're truly in love. Wait a second. We gotta remind them of that feeling. We gotta play them that song and make them share that look again.
How?
Oh, genius. Ollie, the dance. It's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, but how do we get
them? Grow a pair, invite Sophie, guarantee Mom and Dad are gonna show up.
How'd you get so smart, Henry?
You smell as many butts as I have. You tend to pick up a few things.
A great haul.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2019 Tech Summit in China. It is my pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker, Mr. Ram Mills.
Mr. Mills taps his chest and nods. Xiao is in the audience.
谢谢。
Subtitle, I am humbled and honored to be in the homeland of history's greatest minds.
Veda de Guaja, Wan Kun Dao, Wan Fin de Rung Xin, Confucius, Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism, Zhu Yan, the founder of naturalism, Zhao Mendong, the list goes on and on. All these great minds had one thing in common. They all loved chocolate. I'm sorry. They had two things in common. Their ideas were born out of the perfect alignment of body, mind, and spirit. In 1893, Alexander Graham Bell said, "Thoughts are formed by electrical disturbances in the brain." Now imagine using technology to amplify those thoughts before the ego has a chance to manipulate them. Imagine a day being able to extract that perfect alignment, that purity of thought. Ladies and gentlemen, that day was not yesterday, that day is today.
Mr. Mills and Xiao walk down a corridor.
I'm so sorry that took much longer than I thought. I threw in that purity of thought stuff for your benefit.
Sir?
With the work you're doing with Oliver Reed, it'll enable mankind to effortlessly communicate without speaking. It's the reason I first got into this business.
I'm not sure I follow.
My mother had a stroke while giving birth. I was never able to hear her voice. So, I've had a dream that one day through science, through technology, I'd finally be able to hear her. Understand her thoughts, understand her feelings.
Although both my parents are healthy, they behave as if they were mute. They talk, but they don't communicate. Mr. Mills, what good is having a voice if you don't speak your truth?
Thank you for sharing that.
You are a bright young man, Joe. Oh, thank you, sir. But my dad thinks I'm wasting my life.
That's okay. Just be patient. It takes a while for people to understand a visionary. Trust me, he'll come around. Can I give you one piece of advice?
Of course.
Don't share your ideas with anyone. With anyone. 12 years ago, I told my friend Steve about this phone that I invented that can also play music. We both know what happened with that. I can assure you there are people watching you right now.
Why? Why me?
Because you're about to shake up the world. You need anything, you only come to me. I've got a couple of $1 billion worth of resources. All you have to do is ask. Just promise me one thing.
Of course.
Keep doing what you're doing, so no other child will have to suffer the way we did.
Mr. Mills gives Xiao a pat on the shoulder and runs down the stairs made of screens that feature his face.
Hey, Mr. Mills, it's you. Mr. Mills.
Ollie in a park.
Sophie, nothing would make me happier than having the pleasure of your company.
Cut! How did that feel to you? Frenchie feels, and I agree, it just didn't sound like you. Felt derivative. Let's run it again.
I can't do this.
Can't do what, Ollie? Save our family? You know what? Let's just forget my entire brilliant plan because you're too nervous to talk to a girl. Sound good? That's a wrap, everyone.
At home.
You got one more day to ask Sophie to the dance. I believe in you.
You are ready to go off leash.
You think?
I know. And there's another thing I know.
That's checkmate, sucker! All this winning makes me thirsty!
A chessboard.
Will I ever beat you?
At chess? No. At the 100-yard dash? Again, no. But I'm sure there must be... No, hang on, still thirsty. There must be something that humans are better at than dogs. Oh! Are there any contests to see who has the worst sense of smell? You guys would be shoo-ins for that.
Now listen, starting tomorrow, you say what you feel and you speak from your heart no matter what.
Okay.
I promise, if you do that, Sophie will say yes, Mom and Dad will show up, and voila! Let them hear your bark!
Henry enters doghouse.
This house is so small, I gotta stick my head out to change my mind.
We'll fix that.
Don't say fix to a dog. Not cool.
Smartphone.
Hey!
I've just met with Mills.
I'm scared people know about our satellite connection.
Who knows?
Not sure. But Mills want me to be very, very careful. We need to shut down the link.
No, we can't.
We have to.
My parents are deciding if they're going to split up or not in 2 days. I need Henry to help me fix this.
Henry? How can he help?
Adults are complicated. But Henry's simple.
Your face is simple.
I just mean, he has a simple view of life. A better view.
Shao, please.
I can't let my family split up. Please, just 24 hours, and then I promise I'll make this right. I'll confess. I'll do whatever I need to.
You've got one day. But that's it.
Ollie stares blankly at his phone. His gaze shifts to Henry. Then, inside, Henry bites a rug, ready to pull it.
So this house isn't officially on the market, but I know people, and these people are getting a divorce. This house could be yours.
That's great news.
Honey, are you okay? No hard feelings, I hope. It's nothing personal. Scratch that. It's totally personal.
That's for sure.
Are you okay?
She's fine. She's
okay, fine. Great. Wait till you see this kitchen. It's amazing. It's really beautiful.
A hidden Henry passes gas.
What is that smell?
What smell?
That's the smell of zero commission.
Oh, that smell. Oh.
His tail wafts it.
Well, that's the kitchen. It's so pretty. It's great. Do you want to see the backyard?
Disbelieving looks. Ollie's mom and dad wait outside the house.
Well, we're still in the kitchen.
Hey, do you remember that time Ollie was riding his bike and he fell off and he banged up his knee?
Yeah, you know what he said? He was like, I'm not gonna cry. Yeah, he was a tough kid.
Still is. Tell me that he's gonna be okay.
He's gonna be fine. Okay, we're just gonna keep loving him just like we always have. No matter what. I'm sorry, Ellen. I feel like I could have done better.
We both could have.
They look each other in the eyes.
I love you.
I love you. Wait!
Prospective buyers storm by.
Wait! I forgot to give you my card!
What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east. And
Oliver, don't forget the character's name is Juliet, not Sophie.
He looks to her bashful smile. Lee, chin shrugs and furrows brow.
I tell you what, you could say the actual words or blurt out whatever you're thinking.
A wounded Ollie turns to the audience. His eyes find Sophie. She nods and smiles. A grin spreads across his face.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Intrigued teacher.
How many of you understand this play? I mean, really get it?
Freshly engaged kids look to each other.
Do you understand it?
Of course I do, I'm teaching it.
Are you?
Her smug grin fades.
I don't think anyone here really gets it.
Oh, the material might have more meaning to you if you took the time to actually study it.
Or if you took the time to actually explain it. You know, teach it to us, so we can appreciate its meaning.
Sophie beams.
Shall I continue?
I think so. In the principal's office.
In the audience, Brayden raises his brow. Lee starts a slow clap with a contagious look of admiration as Ollie leaves the stage.
All right, Oliver. Go, Oliver.
Yeah.
Agents at Ollie's front door.
Wait, what? What's our cover?
I got this. Just follow my lead.
What?
Real estate agent.
Hi. You must be Mr. and Mrs. Masculine. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Close. My name is Bayarin Masculino. And this is my wife, Fonna Flora. She does not speak English, but she is a dancer. And when she dances, she speaks the language of love.
Mooney's elbows him. He ignores and leads her in past the dumbfounded realtor.
Okay. So this is their son's room. If there was ever a room for a baby dancer, this would be it.
Mooney's awkwardly hugs Callan to whisper to him.
You distract her, I'll do recon.
My wife, she loved the house. I must speak with you.
Mooney's is left alone in Ollie's room. At school.
Oliver! Oliver! That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. What's gotten into you?
I don't know. Guess I just wanted to say what I was really thinking for once.
We should do it more often because everybody's talking about it.
Seriously?
Are you kidding me? You're like a legend. And then we spill over good. And I'll be by your side, so your spillover will spill over to me.
Hi, Lee. Hey, Oliver.
Sophie.
Lee is me. You know my name?
Of course. You played Juliet in class.
It's happening. It's already happening. The spillover is real!
See you later, Lee. Oliver. What you said in class is exactly what I've been thinking. That was really brave. Well, gotta go.
Sophie?
Yes, Ollie?
Sophie emphatically turns around and waits.
Sophie, would you please go to the dance with me?
I would love to. See you tonight, Romeo.
Hey, Oliver, you got a minute?
Brayden.
Yes.
Nicholas paid me to tank your experiment.
Seriously?
Yeah. Listen, man, I felt like crap since the fair. And then after you stood up to Miss Shackley, well, dude, you deserve to know the truth.
Thanks.
Are you going to tell Nicholas that I told you?
Nope. Wouldn't be cool, would it?
See you at the dance, man.
Yes, you will.
At home, Agent Callan and the realtor.
So, you wanted to talk to me?
Yes. Your eyes, they are so sad because you have not been loved the way an angel like you should be loved.
Okay.
Don't speak.
He sushes her lips, then grabs and dips her as if dancing.
Follow.
His head pivots. She joins. Agent Callan tangos with the realtor. Upstairs, Agent Mooney's inspects Ollie's devices. She finds Mr. Mills' holographic device.
Does this thing turn on?
Hey, Oliver. Listen, I'm so sorry I couldn't be there to give this to you in person. But I'm about to give the keynote speech at the tech summit in China.
Downstairs, Mooney snatches Callan.
It's time to go.
Oh.
Wait, I thought she didn't speak English.
She's a fast learner. Nice house.
Wait, I forgot to give you my card.
Atop a high rise. Mr. Mills surveys a city skyline, then turns to a camera crew.
From a rooftop in Beijing to an oil rig in the Alaskan Gulf, we are bound by the thirst for knowledge. Mills Lab's new XM Quantum book will give you access to anything you can imagine faster than... Well, faster than you can imagine it.
Cut!
Mr. Mills motions.
Ah, Zhao! Huolai! Huolai!
Zayo comes over from a crowd.
Oh, man! That was so freaking cool!
I am so glad to see you.
Me too.
Tell me, how long have you been a bicycle delivery boy?
How did you know that?
I know stuff. Come on.
Ollie's bedroom.
You're so right, Henry. I did what you said. In class, I spoke from the heart, and it felt amazing.
Well, duh.
I've never felt this grown up.
Pretty soon you'll be shaving, driving, kissing girls. Still gross.
Oh, Henry,
When he said dogs don't want divorce, do they have marriage?
Nothing official. We do more of a common law thing.
What about family?
Family we have, and love we have. But once you're family, you are always family. And that never changed.
Mills' device.
Okay, pop quiz. What are the two most important things in life?
Mills' assistant in her office.
Oh, and peeing wherever you want, which is awesome.
She looks over at a screen, sees Ollie.
Do you actually?
Oh my God.
Are you messing?
It works.
That doesn't really make sense.
Mills' assistant is spying on Ollie. She smiles.
So, you ready for this?
Bedroom.
You gonna get the rents to the dance?
Yep. Both at the same time. They'll be coming at exactly 9:30.
And the DJ's on board. He'll have the song queued up and ready to play?
Done.
Impressive! Oliver Reed, you are ready to live off-leash.
Thanks, Henry. I love you too.
Now, if you want to look sharp for the dance, you go with that tasty blue number with the dots.
You mean this one?
Bingo. Styling.
Mills rooftop.
You know, one of the things that I love about your country is you guys can use an app to pay for everything. Yeah. You don't even need to use cash. Can you show me how that works, please?
Sure. It's simple. Mm-hmm. You just need to...
$100,000.
What is this? What did you do?
It's nothing. Look, I more than anyone know how difficult it is starting out. I just wanted to make it a little easier for you.
Mr. Mills, I don't know what to say.
When you and Oliver achieve your goal, you won't have to say anything. I'll already know what you're thinking.
Xiao's smile fades.
Sir, without Oliver, none of this could be possible. Oliver created this technology for his family. You cannot buy that.
Mr. Mills' gaze hardens. His lips twitch.
Excuse me.
Mills walks away. Sean watches with concern. Mills answers his phone.
Bridget, go.
Sir, it works. It's real.
I don't know how, but he did it.
Do you know what it'll mean if... when I get my hands on this technology?
You'll get another island, a bigger yacht.
Oh, simple, simple. Bridget, for once, just try to think like a genius.
With this technology?
I'll know exactly what my competitors are thinking. Every brilliant idea will be mine. I'll have a monopoly on knowledge.
Sir, that does have a nice ring to it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pay Oliver and his talking dog a little visit. Oh, and good job, Simple Bridget. Expect something special for your bonus this year.
Bridget throws her phone on the desk, sits down and puts her feet up.
How about Mills Labs?
The black SUV is back on the road.
Yes?
Great recall, Munoz.
That laptop's proved invaluable.
Thank you, sir.
Intel have informed us that Mills has transferred $100,000 into the bank account of a potential operative in Beijing. The FBI have been notified.
Good work, Munoz.
Does this mean we have corroboration?
We have corroboration.
This is Jason Bourne's stuff, and I'm Matt Damon.
That's so you.
Ha ha. Ollie's house.
Make way for the total package, brains, personality, and good looks. Oh, and Ollie, too.
Wow. Whoa. You look cute.
Somebody's handsome.
Thanks. You don't think I look a little...
gorgeous?
No, just kind of...
irresistible?
Well, that is what I'm going for. Oh, you know how you always say that we can learn so much from observing someone else's behavior?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can learn a lot from observing Henry.
Henry licks between his legs.
Maybe not right now.
A little privacy, please.
But haven't you noticed how he seems happy, like, all the time?
Dogs always seem happy.
Because they are! Jinx.
What? Jinx?
Henry and I were just talking.
Zip it!
And he talked back. Nick Snay on the Hawking Tay. Remember? Criminally insane.
Never mind. The point is, they're happy because they appreciate the simple things in life. The important things. Like love and family. They don't complicate life the way people do.
I am impressive.
I can appreciate the sentiment, Ollie, but when you get older, life just isn't that simple.
But it can be.
Sell it, my brother.
See, people are always so busy searching for a better life, they forget about the great one they already have. Oh, look what I found under my bed. We had some great trips in that thing.
A photo of an RV.
Well, I don't want to be late for the dance.
You're a closer.
Wait, baby, do you want to ride?
Mom, it's 6 blocks. I'd rather walk. Plus, I could use the time emotionally preparing for my date.
Boom! Nailed it!
When did that happen?
Earlier today.
Who's the lucky girl?
Her name's Sophie. And get this. She likes me for me.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I don't want to be late. I hear girls like punctuality.
You know what else they like? Confident dancers.
No, so don't be right. No, that makes me proud to be a dog. I will never unsee that.
I'm just telling you.
I get it. I should really go.
All right, hotshot. Call me and I'll come get you.
Or me. You know, whatever you want.
Just call me.
Okay.
My work here is finished.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
I love you.
Henry, come on.
Ollie, pro tip. Don't dance like Dad.
We make a good team, Henry.
That's how best friends roll. That was some Dr. Phil, Caesar Milan type stuff. Where did all that wisdom come from?
You, Henry. You.
Right, I know. Just checking.
It's funny how your life can change in just 2 days.
Black sedan onto curb.
Who are you?
No!
Let him go!
Suited man snatches Ollie.
Hey! Oh, let me go!
Henry is snatched.
What is happening? Let us out right now!
Champagne is poured in a crystal flute. Mr. Mills sits at a small table between two private jets and a hangar. The black sedan arrives.
You're lucky I didn't bite you.
Mr. Mills?
Nice to see you again, Oliver.
Oh, looky here. Eccentric billionaire lounging in an airplane hangar. An alluring Bond girl? Not weird at all.
What are you doing here?
Felony kidnapping.
I wanted to talk to you about your technology. Are you hungry?
Wait, what? No one said there'd be snacks.
No, actually, I have to get
cool guns. Yeah, I know.
How did you know that?
I know stuff.
Why are you?
Ollie, the guy in the TJ Maxx suit has a gun.
Really?
I may be wrong. It could be Men's Warehouse. I think I can make a break for the door and go get help. Just let me know when. We don't want to tip them off, so maybe you can give me some kind of subtle sign. Maybe you could scratch your elbow or touch your nose.
Wait. Now!
That works.
Bye. Get the dog!
Don't let it get away!
Henry! Go! Run!
Don't kill him! I need him!
Henry!
Mills holds Ollie.
Move!
Henry, run!
Mouth! You sure you're not hungry?
Mr. Mills sits back at his table and takes a grape. Ollie starts running. Mr. Mills nonchalantly presses a gate remote. It slams shut. Henry races across different landscapes. Eventually, he arrives in a residential area.
Boy, I wish that airplane hangar was closer to home. I really need to up my cardio. Okay, this is big. This is a big, serious situation, and I can't do it alone. I need help. I need a dog or two. I need three dogs. I need all my dogs. I need my dogs! Stretching! Drop the macaroons and your runway for 2 seconds and come to the window.
He pops up.
My human's in trouble, and I need your help to save him. How should I know? It's your house. Try the back door. You try to tell me. Henry, he's your best friend. You have to be willing to do anything to save him. Anything. Even this. Tag! Can I talk to you for a second? It's important.
A fancy balcony.
Okay, my human is in trouble and I need your help. Oh, didn't know you were having an awesome party. I don't care. Shut up. I need your help. Meet me around the corner in 30 seconds. Please. Skittles! Skittles, it's Henry. It's go time. I need your help now. Come on, Ollie's not going to save himself.
Ollie faces the closed gate, turns away, nostrils flared. Mr. Mills claps, the lights switch on.
Sit.
Dogs of various breeds and sizes run out into the street and chase after Henry.
Oh,
anyone have a stinging, searing pain that is like lightning through your spine and it's cooking your hindquarters? Yeah, me neither.
The satellite. A conference phone.
Hello? Can you hear me? Anyone? Hello? My name is Xiao. 3 days ago, I hacked into Indium 6, and I'm very sorry. I'm telling you this because I think my friend Oliver Reed is in trouble. Mr. Ramirez is after Oliver's technology. I fear for Oliver's safety. I'm going to send you the coordinates of a piece of Oliver's technology, a GPS dog collar. If you track the collar, you'll find Mr. Mills.
Back to Mr. Mills with Ollie in a chair.
You think you know me? Huh? You have no idea. Look at me. I would do anything to acquire this technology. Anything. So now, tell me how you did it.
Never running again. This is it. After today, I walk everywhere. Come on, there's a rear entrance this way.
Stand up!
Mr. Mills circles Ollie and throws the chair.
You think your stupid little animal is gonna save you? Huh?
Mr. Mills runs from a pack of dogs, gets to the black car and tries to open the door. It is locked.
Guys, all right, that's enough. Dude's trapped. He can't escape and he knows it. Great work, everybody. Now just hold him there while I go talk to Ollie. Ollie, go to the dance. Ted and I will handle this fool.
You're not gonna...
kill him? No, maybe 15,000 years ago when we were wolves, but we're domesticated now. We're gonna humiliate him. You cool with that?
Actually, yes.
Cool. Stick to the plan. Sophie, parents, song. You got this.
Okay. Thanks, Henry.
Go. I'll be there in 20 minutes. We're only two legs. That kid is fast.
Ollie runs across an airstrip. Mr. Mills on all fours looks behind him, raises his gaze and finds himself nose to nose with Ted. Ted moves toward Mr. Mills, who is crawling backwards. Mr. Mills bumps into Henry and grabs Henry's transmitter collar away. Ted jumps on him. Everything goes dark. Ollie runs across a bridge and along a street. Ted pins Mr. Mills down, surrounded by the other dogs.
Where are you, you disgusting animal?
Oh, don't you dare think of it. Don't you dare.
Take a whiff of that, fart face.
Ollie runs up to the school, enters the ballroom, and looks around.
Are you okay?
I think so. I just got kidnapped by Mr. Mills. He was choking me and Ted, Henry, Elliot, and a bunch of other dogs came in and they rescued me.
Sophie and Lee look Ollie in the eyes.
Oliver, you are so funny. I love it.
I'm not joking.
Callum, Munoz.
We've had direct satellite video contact with the hacker. We're trusting him as an ally.
Sending you the coordinates of Mills.
He's heading to the school, maybe to get Oliver or the dog. Bring in him and the boy immediately.
Back at the school.
Remember, Belle, the plan is for us to find Ollie and Sophie and then go along to look out for the parents.
I don't get it. You told this joke already.
It's not a joke. Mr. Mills
is a bad Batman that wants to take
Ollie. Ollie, you should have seen Ted. He was awesome.
Henry,
first
oh, Sal, what are you
Mr.
doing
Mills,
here?
Then...
You lost your collar.
Wait, what? You can't hear me? Nah, let's deal with that later. We're gonna go watch for Mom and Dad.
Enough with the talking dogs. Let's dance.
Lee jumps and shakes his body. Ollie and Sophie dance facing each other. Ollie looks at the clock on the wall. It's 9:35 p.m. His mom comes up to Sophie and him.
Hey, Ollie. Oh, you must be Sophie. I have heard so much about you.
Mom!
It's okay, Oliver. We all have parents.
Mom's here. Excellent. Now all we need is Dad.
Ollie, this dance is amazing. Are you sure you want to go home?
Any moment now, Dad's going to make his grand entrance. His hero moment. His Iron Man dropping from the sky, flying into battle, ready to beat up the bad guys.
Dad gets tangled.
Or not. Jeez, it's tinsel, Lucas, not barbed wire.
Come with me.
Ollie takes his mom by the hand and leads her to his dad standing on top of the stairs.
Now!
The DJ student gives Ollie thumbs up. Ollie's parents smile at each other and come closer. Ollie watches them and smiles.
Something about you. It's out of our paws now, my friend. Like
Ollie's parents meet on the stairs. Mom pushes her hair back and locks eyes with Dad.
In a world of weeds, ain't no doubt about it. You were handpicked just for me.
Ollie keeps looking at them and smiles. Henry looks on too.
Can you dance with me?
Ollie and Henry look up to the stairs where Ollie's parents dance holding each other.
Is that the look?
Bingo! It is! We did it, Ollie!
Don't you know that you're so
Ollie's parents slowly start kissing. Ollie's parents finish their kiss. They look down and find Ollie smiling at them.
Baby, turn greater blue.
Hey, remember this? We played the song at our wedding.
Oh, you mean our first dance as husband and wife? No, I don't remember. It wasn't important.
Oh, stop it. Come here.
They dance. Sophie and her dog come up to Ollie.
Hey. Is everything okay?
Everything's great.
Belle, listen, I'm sorry about the parking ticket comment the other day. I sounded like a real dog. I mean, not a real dog. You know what I mean.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Ollie looks back at his parents. Dad hugs Mom. Paper stars glow yellow in the purple ballroom. Lee hip hop dances among other students.
Remember, Belle, if anyone gives us a hard time, we're emotional support animals. Just quickly find an insecure kid and stand next to them, which is basically any kid.
Ollie looks around at other couples slow dancing. Sophie and he are the only couple not holding each other.
So, thought reader, what am I thinking now?
Ollie looks deep into Sophie's eyes and puts his arms around her.
You're getting warmer.
Ollie takes a step back, looks at Sophie and gives her a kiss. She closes her eyes. Henry averts his eyes. Sophie smiles. Ollie's dad whispers something to Ollie's mom as they watch. The black sedan arrives at school. Mr. Mills gets out and runs inside. The black SUV pulls up next to Mills' car. Ollie smiles at Sophie. Mills grabs Henry.
What are you doing? Mel, get Ollie!
Henry! Henry! Henry!
Nicholas punches Mills.
I got school. Oh.
You just cold cocked Mr. Mills.
I did. I totally nailed that dude. We cool?
Super cool.
You got nothing on me! Nothing!
Well, there's something innocent people yell all the time.
Wait. I'm Bridget Montgomery. I work for Mr. Mills. I can vouch for this man. And I can assure you, you will have plenty on him. Oh, simple, simple Mills. If only you could think like a genius.
Bridget and the whole school watch the agents escort Mills out.
Bye-bye.
What's going on here?
He kidnapped Ollie, what? It was Mr. Mills.
I'm afraid your son suspected of cyber trespassing, cyber intrusion, and unauthorized access of an international communications satellite. What? What is that?
You need to come with us.
Okay.
Ollie, can I play Romeo till you get back from the big house?
2 months later.
So, Ollie never went to any big house. He went to his own house. A comfortably sized house where he was sentenced for home detention, which is like school detention, except you stay in your own home as your punishment. How cool is that? It's where you serve your time for your crime.
It's also where you serve pancakes.
Just a second, Henry. Pancakes are almost done.
Needless to say, Dad turned down the Springfield University job. Still drinks his green juice, and he's added biking to his regimen. Doesn't do any cool jumps or spins or anything. But, you know, in dog years, the guy is 280. Bet his hair's gonna look great when he takes off his helmet. Yep, look at that beautiful 280-year-old hair. What's in that green juice?
Mom, Dad's back! Food's ready!
Wow, look at this spread.
Hey, babe.
Hey, how's the painting on?
It's good.
It's going great. She's killing it.
Apparently, I'm killing it.
Like you do.
The black SUV arrives at Ollie's house. Munoz and Callum get out.
I've only played games on my Switch. I haven't done anything.
Actually, you have. Your telepathic technology is so sophisticated.
We're willing to waive your cyber trespassing charges in exchange for your services this summer.
Seriously?
We're part of a global initiative to improve the lives of all humans through technological innovation.
With the help of great minds like Oliver's.
And Henry's.
Agent Callum crouches in front of Henry and looks him in the eyes.
Do you understand me?
I do.
Do you understand me?
I understand you had a chili dog and some curly fries for lunch. Hey, Callum.
Oh, yeah.
Callum?
Sorry.
Come
here. May I?
Yeah.
Good.
Henry gets the transmitter.
Now we're talking.
Thank Henry,
heavens,
you're
that
back.
Whole barking thing is a joke.
He's talking to the dog. Are you talking to the dog?
Yes, I told you. I can hear him.
Oh my God, he's talking to the dog.
Look how happy Dad is. How cool is this, right?
Once you've completed basic training at an undisclosed location.
Hawaii. I'm sorry, come on, it's Hawaii.
Hawaii. Hawaii? Wait, which island?
You will be awarded with a scholarship at a university of your choice.
Pick a party school.
What about my parents? Can they come?
Of course. Everything's been arranged.
Mom? Dad?
Here we go. No. No.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Hawaii? Yeah, you can go.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, no. Dad's dancing again. Please make him stop. Oh, great. He's got a partner. Make them both stop.
Love family and summer in Hawaii with my best friend? What could be better?
Woohoo! Hawaii, here we come! See how good life can be when you keep it simple? I mean, look at this family. Mom and Dad, almost criminally attractive, out of their rut and deeply in love. Oliver, safe, happy, and being recognized as the budding scientific genius he is. Me, still adorable, and now headed for an island paradise to make the world a better place with my best friend. It kind of makes you wonder, how great could this incredible planet of ours be if everyone on it learned to think like a dog?
A Satellite Orbits Over California. Written and directed by Gil Younger. Produced by Andrew Lazar, PGA, Corey Chen, Linshu Zhang. Executive producers: Zhao Hongfen, Fu Ruoking, Wyman Wu, Robert Engelman, Deborah Moore, Stanley Prashutti, Stephen Hayes, Peter Graham, Scott Einbinder, Alistair Burlingame, Charlie Dombek, Simon Williams, Daniel Negrette, Vaishali Mystery, Jason Morin, Mark Padilla. Co-producer David Flegel, director of photography Giles Nutchins, production designer Sarah K. White, editors Terrell Gibson, David Clark, music by Jake Monaco. Music supervisor Linda Cohen, costume designer Liz Staub, casting by Abe Velasco CSA, Gabriel Bateman, Kunal Nayar, Julia Jones, Janet Montgomery. Brian Callen, Todd Stashwick as the voice of Henry, Yongji and Lin, Neohu. With Megan Fox and Josh Duhamel, a Gil Younger film, a Mad Chance production, in association with China Film, 120 Decibel Films, Double Dutch International, Ingenious Media, Arboretum Productions. M-Star International Culture and Media Presence, Lionsgate Presence, Think Like a Dog. Additional credits roll on screen.